the author of the Old Testament book of Job, reveals himself as an intensely religious person, someone who was truly struggling with a crisis of faith. It seems that he had lost contact with the God that he longed to see. And as he reflected on the human condition he was now in, the God of justice and the mercy that he once knew and was so close to seemed now completely hidden from view. And in his anguish, he cried out, "Should he come near me, I see him not. Should he pass by, I am not aware of him. Where then is my hope?" A profound religious experience of a person like that, caught up in a seemingly unrewarding search for the Lord, a crisis of faith, as we call it today, really is a profound religious experience, because it takes us directly to the heart of the matter. What is the purposefulness, the worthwhileness of life itself as I live it out? Eat, sleep, work, leisure. Is that all there is? Eventually we ask. Or is there perhaps a lasting purpose, a meaning behind it all? And if there is, by whose arrangement, under whose direction will it happen? Who is my Lord? And where do I find my God in my life? If we reflect now on this problem that we all have of the hidden God in our life, we are able to make an interesting discovery that God did create this world all around us with a certain sense of a divine sense of humor, as if all that he made is so close to us that sometimes we do not even see it because of its closeness. God willed that just as any great painting quite often will make us think of the person who made it, or any great monument or building reminds us so often of the architect who designed it, in the same way, everything in this world, in one way or another, reminds us of the Lord who made all of those little and big things. During the clear days we had, during the past week in particular, it should have been easy for us to see God in the beauty around us. And how often we say it takes a person with a sense of humor to be able to see through things. But if we, as we should, begin to see through things to God, then we begin to discover that the Lord's power and wisdom and beauty is the source of everything around us. All that is material is really a revelation of the spiritual, a mirror. The human is a revelation of the divine. And even what is fleeting and passing is a revelation in that moment of the eternal. This universe is transparent like a window pane. The mountain is not just a mountain. The clear days this week, the mountain is a revelation of the power of the God. The sunset The first 4 days this week is not just a sunset in the west. It reveals a small part of God's beauty. Everything reveals, shows forth something about God. By the invisible, the power and the beauty of God is manifested. All material events are evocative of the Spirit. Every single person here and not here is a poet. Not a major poet, but a minor poet. A poet is simply someone, and we are someone. All of us are endowed with that sense of the invisible, the power of being able to see God through the things scattered around us that He made. And that also happens to be the essence of humor. And that leads to the next step, that any welcome awareness of God's presence in our life is always a prayer. Any welcome awareness of God's presence in our lives is always a prayer. But it doesn't end there. Even though God reveals Himself in the beautiful things, the mountains and the sea and the sunsets and the snowflakes, that's only the beginning. The divine sense of humor makes it possible for us to capture the best glimpse of God the Father in our brother Jesus and in one another. Through Christ and one another, we see the divine. Now, if God appears to be missing in this world to any of us during the week, it is not because God is not here. It is simply because we are looking for Him in the wrong place. You remember in the Old Testament, the great prophet Elijah had the same problem that we do. He kept looking for God in vain in all kinds of places, only to discover Him unexpectedly in a whispering voice. That is the Old Testament. And that recurs over and over again. God appears to a person only in a whispering voice, until eventually God emerges to all of us as the divine whisper. The divine whisper that is heard all over the world when the Word becomes flesh in God's supreme act of self-revelation. The Father speaks the Word in a divine whisper through Jesus. Now, where do we find Jesus hidden today in that divine whisper? This Word became flesh, not in the expected person of a triumphant king or a military leader, but the divine whisper came in the unexpected, the scandalous form of one who was looked upon as a criminal, spat upon, tortured, and executed. Jesus is the final and supreme example of how the Father shows Himself to us in unexpected ways, all week long, in everyday life. Jesus was an outcast. Do not be taken by surprise to discover the presence of Jesus among the outcasts of our time. Jesus was a servant. Do not be surprised to see signs of His living presence among all people today. who serve other people in whatever form. Jesus was a member of an oppressed minority, the most oppressed minority then and also today. We should not be surprised to hear his voice expressing the concerns of all of the oppressed minorities today. That is where we find Jesus, the servant. And if we finally do say, yes, here I am, and decide eventually to follow the unromantic way, do not be surprised that along the way there are signposts studded with detours marked suffering, pain, sacrifice. And today Jesus says to each of us in our heart at this moment, do not come here only to look for me in the lovely sanctuaries of my churches, or in the precise logical words of my theologians, or the calm of the countryside. Look for me where people are struggling for their very survival as human beings. Yes, you may see me in this worship service, in word, in bread, and in people. But see me during the week in the faces of all people. For these are my commandments made one. Love one another as I have loved you. Let there no longer be factions among you, but rise above what is petty and small. And only then will you know the Lord your God. Only then a people living in darkness will discover the light. Is my life worthwhile? Is there purpose? Am I merely going to live until I die? And that's the end of it. Is that all there is? In this terrible darkness, when I cry out to you, O Lord, give me hope. Give me peace of mind. Give me light. Show me who you are, so that someday I may recognize you. That is the universal lament of all people today. You and I included. It's inherent in our human nature. And that cry is precisely what makes us human. We can find God in the beautiful things in life and the beautiful people of life. But God shows his light also in what is not beautiful.